There is really a question about that, because Netanyahu has been facing pressure from his left as well as from his right. The left, many of the families of the hostages, as well as those who are opposed to his policies in Gaza and in the area. And yet he's also facing threats from his right, two important ministers who he put in the government, Smotrich and Ben-Gvir, have warned that they might quit the government and that they considered the agreement would be a disaster. And they had been talking about the need to continue to cleanse Gaza, as they call it. So he's facing the problems from his right and his left. Also, now he's facing some pressure from both current president, President Biden, as well as coming president, President Trump, who want to see an agreement and think this agreement is in the interest of Israel.
With the timing of this, you know, it's just a few days now before President-elect Trump is sworn in. So is this a victory for President Biden, or can Trump rightfully claim some credit here for this ceasefire deal if it goes through?
I think if it goes through, and that's a very good point that you mentioned, because we still have to wait to see whether Prime Minister Netanyahu is going to stand up to the threats from his right, or he is going to continue to undermine. And as several of his opponents on the ground have said, that it's his policy, and he has been sabotaging the reaching of an agreement. But as to the point of who had a lot of influence, there's no doubt that a lot of the work has been done under President Biden and by some of President Biden's top government officials, whether it was Secretary Blinken or the head of the CIA and Brett McGurk, who is the individual responsible for the Middle East at the National Security Council at the White House. But there's no doubt that I think President Trump has also had an impact. First, he had warned that hell might break loose if there is no agreement. He criticized Hamas mainly, but at the same time, he also wanted Prime Minister Netanyahu to move, and he sent one of his top aides who has been involved in this, and last Saturday, he met with Netanyahu and told him, apparently, that President Trump would like to see an agreement done. And I think the pressure, actually, perhaps there was more pressure from Trump at this time, because I think Netanyahu had been hoping that President Trump would be more sympathetic even than more supportive than President Biden.
What do you make of the attacks overnight? There was more bombings by Israel in Gaza. Over 70 Palestinians were killed. Is the ceasefire being taken seriously, the ceasefire talk?
Well, this is actually a very good question. Is Netanyahu right now, maybe before the agreement, is he trying to send a message both to Hamas, but at the same time to his right, ministers who are even more hardline than he is, that he's still tough, that he's taking a tough stand against Hamas? But in fact, again, more and more of the civilians in Gaza, the overwhelming majority of the people who have been killed have been civilians, children, women, people who have nothing to do even with Hamas. But I think part of it may have something to do with one of the critics, Israeli critics, has said that the spirit of vengeance is still involved as well, and that he's willing to say basically also that Netanyahu wants to send a message that if he doesn't reach the agreement that he wants, war could be started up again down the road.